Disciples are never above Jesus. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Matthew chapter 10 verse 24-25 The responsibility of an individual. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man. Matthew chapter 16 verses 24-27. And when Jesus had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Mark chapter 8 verse 34 The carrying of the cross is continuous. And Jesus said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gains the whole world, and loses himself or is cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's glory and of the holy angels. Luke chapter 9 verses 23-26. The giving up of a believer's life must be for Jesus and the gospel. And when Jesus had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake in the gospels, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Mark chapter 8 verses 34-36. This is really important. You have to know this. The disciple must be as his master. The servant must follow in the steps of his Lord. No disciple stands above his master. No servant outranks his Lord. That cross is not a one-time burden, it is daily. It is the surrender of one's way of living. The question is not what a man gains in the world. The question is what a man loses in eternity. What can he give in exchange for his soul? Nothing.